Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. St. Peter Congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. In the Old Testament reading for today, Isaiah tells of healing that will be accomplished when God comes to save his people. The Gospel reading from St. Mark recounts the fulfillment of part of the prophecy of Isaiah. We reflect on the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies in the life and words and works of the Messiah in the hymn, Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness.
A reading from the 35th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water.
The epistle reading from the letter of St. James, a leader of the church in Jerusalem, to the churches scattered in the world, addresses two problems. The first has to do with judging anyone by his appearance or status. Showing partiality is sinful. The second area that James addresses has to do with the natural fruit of faith, which is good works. St. Paul wrote concerning the opposite problem, that of trying to achieve salvation by keeping the law, doing good works. James is showing that faith without works is not true faith, but is no different from the knowledge about God that even the devils have. Good works, showing love, is a natural fruit of faith. Without the fruit, faith is dead. The hymn, Son of God, Eternal Savior, presents the message of living for others, as Jesus did.
A reading from the second chapter of the letter of St. James to the churches. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, "You sit here in a good place," while you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "Sit down at my feet," have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled," without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works."
One of many healing miracles by Jesus is here presented by St. Mark, in fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. The man and his friends believed that Jesus could help him. The hymn, "How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds," surely sings what this man must have proclaimed as he could finally hear and speak.
A reading from the 7th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Then Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak."
Enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning through the sharing of God's Word. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and Sunday school for all ages. Our midweek generational ministries continue this Wednesday with Joyful Journey, an all-adult fellowship time. For more information on any of the happenings and activities at St. Peter, please call 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. May our Lord Jesus soothe our sorrows, heal our wounds, and drive away our fear.